Psych Instructor, a concise and practical guide to understanding and experiencing psychedelics by Adele. Introduction. Every year, a significant number of individuals across the globe consume psychedelics in diverse formats without proper awareness or preparation. It is important to note that these substances are classified as illegal and comprehensive education or training regarding their use is lacking in many cultures. The misuse of psychedelics can have severe consequences, leading to a significant number of individuals being admitted to psychiatric hospitals. Factors contributing to this include insufficient information, the use of substandard materials, excessive dosing, and inadequate conditions for taking the drugs. Tragically, some individuals may experience long-term hospitalization, rendering them unable to resume a normal and healthy everyday life. I have made the decision to offer concise and practical information for individuals seeking to embark on a psychedelic journey. For various significant reasons, I strongly discourage the utilization of psychedelic substances by anyone. 1. The absence of a conducive environment and optimal conditions for psychedelic consumption raises significant concerns. 2. The majority of individuals are unaware of the potential physical and mental effects of psychedelics. Additionally, they often lack knowledge regarding their mental health and physical well-being prior to consumption. 3. Insufficient engagement in mindfulness exercises, such as meditation, is another aspect to consider. 4. The unavailability of trustworthy sources, providing instructions on how to safely prepare an approved substance with precise dosage, is a significant concern. 5. The inherent unpredictability of psychedelics remains a notable factor, even for individuals who have had multiple experiences with them over the years. The purpose of writing this book is not to promote or endorse the use of psychedelics, but rather to prevent potential consequences that may arise from insufficient knowledge among consumers. It is our hope that these substances will eventually be legalized and utilized in a responsible manner under the guidance and supervision of specialists. The analogy of psychedelic use to parachuting holds true, as both involve inherent risks despite one's level of experience or skill. Just as a parachute can fail to open or unforeseen accidents can occur during a jump, psychedelic experiences also carry the potential for unexpected outcomes or adverse events. The contents of this book are the culmination of my research and studies. As I continue my research and investigations, it is important to acknowledge that there may be the possibility of inaccuracies or the inclusion of additional information from the time of writing to the publication of the book. The field of psychedelic science is dynamic, constantly evolving and expanding as new research contributes to our understanding. Ongoing advancements and discoveries in various aspects of this field are continuously being published, shaping the knowledge and insights available. I recommend delving deeper into this field beyond the scope of this book by engaging in further study and exploration. Prologue. As a young adventurer stepping into the vast expanse of life, my first introduction to the world of psychedelics was steeped in cautionary tales. Words of wisdom from friends spun the tale of LSD, a potent substance, they claimed, encapsulated within a tiny piece of paper. It was said to hold the power to unleash a storm of hallucinations, capable of whisking one away into otherworldly realities, sometimes with no way back. One narrative stood out. A friend, an avid atheist, claimed that LSD had paved the way to a divine encounter so powerful it instigated a complete paradigm shift in her belief system. Her journey led her down the path of marriage and family life, a reality that I'd found hard to envision for her prior to this experience. This transformation intrigued me. Could a single psychedelic experience have sparked such profound change? Years passed, and tales of psychedelic encounters ebbed and flowed into my life. An account of a close friend's venture into a forest to experiment with magic mushrooms painted an almost animated picture of the forest, the trees turning into grotesque figures that drove him to flee. These stories heightened my apprehensions about these substances, yet simultaneously stoked the embers of curiosity within me. At a casual hiking event, I stumbled upon individuals who embraced a radically different approach to psychedelics. their experiences with substances like ayahuasca, LSD, and magic mushrooms were not mere flights of fancy, but meaningful spiritual explorations. Their stories, steeped in spirituality and the pursuit of higher truths, challenged my own reservations and scientific leanings, setting the stage for a paradigm shift. Around this time, my commitment to meditation, particularly hypnotic meditations, grew. A friend introduced me to the Waking Up app by Sam Harris, a neuroscientist whose philosophy I admired. To my surprise, I found Harris frequently discussing psychedelics, adding another dimension to my budding curiosity. Encouraged by his insights, I delved deeper, reading books, listening to podcasts, and examining research papers about psychedelics. I was especially drawn to the work of figures like James Fadiman, Roland Griffiths, and Matthew Johnson, who emphasized the importance of set and setting, the mindset and environment, in determining the nature of a psychedelic experience. Empowered by this newfound knowledge, I decided to embark on a solitary retreat. I sought solace in a villa overlooking the Mediterranean coast. Unplugged from the digital world, I immersed myself in mindful practices like yoga and meditation. As the days turned into weeks, I began to forge a deep connection with the world around me. The chirping birds, the humming bees, the lush trees, the blooming flowers, they all became my companions. The fog of melancholy that had once clouded my mind began to dissipate, replaced by a profound sense of inner peace and joy. Slowly, I began to reemerge from this peaceful solitude, turning on my phone but remaining in my haven due to a local curfew. Once again, I found myself drawn to the realm of psychedelics. Eager to explore further, I returned to writing the book I'd begun a year ago. In a conversation with my sister, I shared my recent psychedelic research. To my surprise, she not only supported my interest, but offered to procure magic mushrooms for me, in her agreement to be my A-sitter for the journey, a term used to describe a person who stays sober to ensure the safety of those partaking in the psychedelic experience. I found the reassurance I needed. She also introduced me to a friend who had extensive experience with psychedelics. Thus, I found myself at the threshold of a new adventure, surrounded by trusted allies and ready to explore a realm I'd only known through stories and research. To ensure the optimal set and setting, I chose to have my first psychedelic experience at the villa, amidst the tranquility of nature. The stage was set, and I was prepared to embark on a journey into the enigmatic world of psychedelics. My experience. My dance with the psilocybin mushroom began one afternoon, precisely at 2 p.m. Into my body, I invited 1.5 grams of this mystical fungi, unaware of the odyssey that lay before me. The humdrum patterns of reality began to quake subtly, an unseen symphony tuning its strings for the opus that was to come. In the frame of half an hour, transformation started to unfurl within me. It began as a mild sense of disorientation, like a sailor swaying with the rhythm of the unseen waves. This gentle dizziness was coupled with an uncanny tingling sensation pricking at my leg. It was as if my body, my vessel of flesh and bone, was shaking off the dust of mundanity, prepping its sails for an ethereal journey into the realms of the mind. As I conversed with my companion, I found myself dissolving into fits of laughter. Each chuckle, each guffaw, ripped through me like a refreshing gust of wind, blowing away the cobwebs of my consciousness. I started to realize these weren't just ordinary laughs. They were the first echoes of an otherworldly call, the prelude to a psychic journey that was slowly but surely unfurling its ethereal wings. An hour of mortal time trickled away, each minute making the musical notes around me even more magnetic. Their melodic appeal pulled at my senses, tugging at the threads of my consciousness. A longing to surrender to this symphony surged within me. I wished nothing more than to stretch out, to close my eyes and immerse myself fully into this cosmic lullaby. With eyelids drawn shut, a new realm of existence was unveiled before me. Kaleidoscopic images began to emerge from the tapestry of darkness, like exotic creatures of a distant, mystical land. They moved in rhythm, their movements synchronized with the music. It was a dance, a vibrant ballet of colors and forms, where sight and sound merged into a single sensory experience. Soon enough, the call for the second dose beckoned. It was time to delve deeper, to navigate further into this newly unveiled cosmos of consciousness. I consumed 4 more of these magical organisms, the total now reaching a substantial 1.5 grams of psilocybin. This extra dose served as a key, unlocking even more profound layers of reality. As I stared at the furniture and carpet that populated my ordinary world, their mundane existence seemed to fracture. The surfaces, once perceived as uniform and monotonous, were now entirely distinct. The patterns within the carpet began to rise and fall, morphing from a two-dimensional existence into a dynamic, three-dimensional landscape. The couch, draped in leather, also shed its old form. It was no longer an inanimate object, but an entity radiating life. The designs that once lay dormant on its surface were now breaking free, moving away from the two-dimensional plane and floating in the spatial abyss, like ethereal beings birthed from the womb of reality. Stepping out into the world beyond, nature's spectacle met my transformed gaze. The trees, the expansive green canvas around me, seemed to radiate an incandescent glow. The green hue, usually so commonplace, was now a vibrant torrent of color, amplified and magnified, painting a surreal masterpiece before my eyes. Every beam of sunlight piercing the domicile's interior appeared alchemized. They weren't mere photons anymore, but golden streams of ethereal energy. The light felt warm, comforting, painting the environment in hues of amber and gold. This illumination, so familiar, yet so otherworldly, became a source of unspoken pleasure, its radiance echoing the silent music of existence. In the time that flowed, I decided to connect with a friend through a video call. As I looked at my reflection on the screen, an uncanny surprise unfolded. Is this me? My image on the display, so familiar, yet alien, left me in a state of quiet wonder. When I began to speak, another surprise followed. Is this my voice? I felt like a stranger to my own self, an observer scrutinizing the familiar yet alien aspects of my identity. Another curious observation involved the companion who had joined me in this shared journey. Despite our first encounter, our connection felt as old as time itself. I resonated with him on a frequency that transcended words, a silent understanding only hearts could fathom. I loved him as I loved myself. A sense of unity, of shared existence, permeated our connection. It was an affection untethered by expectations or demands, a love that was as boundless as the cosmos itself. As I shut my eyes again, I found myself plunging into a sea of melodies. Each note, each rhythm, danced before my eyes, the music creating visible ripples in the fabric of my perception. Time seemed to lose its grip on me, its steady tick-tock fading into a meaningless echo. I could no longer grasp the ebb and flow of seconds or minutes. Time had ceased to matter. A little later, a sensation of lightness swept over my body. It was as if gravity had released its shackles, leaving my body weightless, floating in an abyss of consciousness. The body, the physical vessel, seemed to dissolve into nothingness, the boundaries between self and cosmos blurring into oblivion. I found myself soaring into the horizon. No pain, no feelings, no ego anchoring me to the mortal realm. I encountered beings demonic and terrifying, manifested before me, yet I loved them. I do not fear you. You are a part of me. I love you. It was a revelation of power, of liberation, of magnanimity. I was everything. I was everywhere. Everything was within me. I found myself expanding in a vast, dark, infinite space. The earth and everything within it was but a speck within the expanse of my being. Images of myself, friends and acquaintances, all smiling, all brimming with joy, passed before me. I was in love with them all. I was in love with everything. I was the entirety of the cosmos. And from within me, love gushed like a mighty river. Music played and tears trickled down from behind my closed eyes, bathing my face in their salty essence. After a while, I opened my eyes and lowered the blindfold. Gradually, I felt myself regaining my identity, reclaiming the physical form. However, this identity felt somewhat different. I reflected, "Oh, this is not me. This is my father. I had wholly become my father." The sensation was uncannily vivid. Every conflict, every issue that had been an obstacle in our relationship for years, suddenly became comprehensible. I understood him as I understood myself. No riddle remained. No obscure point lingered. The bond that had once been fraught with complexities was now as clear as a tranquil lake, reflecting the truth of our shared existence. After a journey wrapped in fatigue, I retreated to my bedroom. As the familiar melodies seeped from my speakers, I succumbed to the embrace of sleep. The lingering thirst, intense hunger, fatigue, and muscle weakness at the back of my legs and hips were my body's response to the psilocybin mushroom I'd ingested. Awakening the next day, I was wholly rejuvenated. All was normal, all was serene. As per my daily routine, I brewed a cup of coffee and nestled into my favorite chair for the morning meditation. The first afterglow of my journey was an elevated focus and heightened sensation on the upper part of my forehead. In the following days, I realized that my walking pace and reactions were slowing down. There was a newfound mindfulness present in all my actions. My voice hadn't been left untouched. My speech became calmer, more deliberate, delivered in hushed tone. My inclination for eye contact with those around me had increased. I listened more than I spoke. My jokes had become wittier, funnier. It seemed as though I could find meaningful connections amidst contradictions, spinning them into a humorous web. On the first day, the desire to experience the journey once more was overwhelming, but gradually, after a few days, it subsided to none. As days slipped away, my affinity towards humans, animals, and nature amplified, seeing beauty in everything. Accepting and surrendering to the universe and existence marked the subsequent phase of my transformation over the week. Several days later, I brought to an acceptable conclusion the book I had been authoring for several years. I visited my parents, close friends, and each time I saw them, I was submerged in a wave of profound love. This affection was not confined to my close circle. I loved and then let go of every individual I encountered. Music had morphed for me. I no longer just listened to it. I could see it. Another sensation that intensified within me was the odd feeling of still being on that journey, which I could easily extend to the concept of life being but a journey towards growth. The presence of every person and every incident was an experiment for me, a lesson. A clear reduction in fear and anxiety was palpable within my being. There were times when I served my friends and always ended up with one plate left. When they inquired about this, hinting that I'd been miscalculating for days, I realized that I was no longer counting myself. This was one of the achievements of reduced ego and an experience of forgetting oneself, flexibility in various events, letting go and not taking things too seriously was tangible for me. I was so in love with all existence that sometimes, while gazing at the universe, tears would overflow. Who used to perceive death as the end of everything, the shutdown of this biological machine, now see it as a return from the journey. Not only destruction, death and loss have no ugliness or fear for me, but they are beautiful. I was a philosopher. I became a mystic. I was a writer. I became a poet. I was logical. I awakened. I was someone. I became everyone.